Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
The latest harvest numbers from Mark Hodges and Plains Grains coming out last night showing the Texas wheat crop now 74% done, with central and north central parts of that state now mostly completed, while they remain in full swing in the southern areas of northwest Texas into the Texas Panhandle. Oklahoma now 68% complete with harvest. The major areas remaining to be cut in Oklahoma, northern and far northwestern parts of our state. And then Kansas, full swing for harvest for producers at about the southern one quarter of Kansas. Kansas is now 12% complete, according to Plains Grains. For years, there's been talk by cattle producers across the country about the need to supplement the national beef checkoff dollar. The buying power of that dollar has gone down substantially since the checkoff first started in the late 1980s. Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says it's not likely that we can get a second dollar for the U.S., the national beef checkoff, but at the state level, there is opportunity.
We knew to supplement the national program was just going to be really difficult. When you open up the Beef Act on the national level, you get a lot of players that you really don't want involved, animal rights groups and so forth. It makes it really difficult on a congressional level. So what we've seen across the country is states have picked up and started adopting their own state checkoff to supplement the national program. About 14 or 15 states have done that at this point in time. And so our producers, our members said, hey, we want to do that too. And we want to supplement the program. We think we need to continue promoting our product.
As a result, Oklahoma cattlemen, along with other ag groups, have gone to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture asking for the opportunity to have a referendum later this year to establish a state-level beef checkoff to generate dollars to extend the efforts of the beef checkoff in the research, education, and promotion areas. It's expected that the Department of Ag will give their blessing in the near future. Earlier this week, protocols were announced by USDA that finalized the details to allow U.S. to export beef to China, and we've already got the first company sending the first beef to China as of yesterday afternoon. The Great Omaha Packing Company announced they were sending beef by air freight to a customer in Shanghai. That beef was loaded up yesterday morning. Henry Davis is the chief executive officer of the Greater Omaha Packing Company. He says China has the potential to be the largest market for U.S. beef, adding this will be the first of many shipments that his company plans to make. From the Razorback State, Arkansas's Ag Department investigating more reports of dicamba misuse complaints. Arkansas Ag Secretary Wes Ward says there are currently 50 alleged dicamba misuse complaints this year in the state. Those complaints, according to Ward, are currently under investigation. You've got farm news on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.